Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
The negotiated, settled upon number of Biden illegals is 20 million. It's probably much higher than that. Okay, let's start there. We want 20 million to be deported yesterday. Okay, we'll settle for tomorrow. Look, there's no statute of limitations on the crime of entering this country illegally. But that doesn't mean we can take our time getting this done. The devil hates the biblical principle of the consent of the governed. The Biden-Harris pedo program is exposed. Conservatives or conservatives? Why are some gopers resisting passing the big beautiful bill? And why we should call for the passing of that bill? Harvard exposed in cadaver trafficking? And Obama's FDA caught running fetal organ chop shop operations. I kid you not. Why do Cash and Bongino sound evasive when answering questions about Epstein? And then judicial tyranny. How the decision in Mississippi versus Johnson in 1867 cries foul against these courts interfering with Trump's tariffs. Okay, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
There is no statute of limitations on the crime of entering this country illegally. Now be careful, my friends, with this learning from the enemy thing that I see going on. Picking up some of the practices of the Democrats. It seems more and more like our team is adopting some of the clever devices of our enemies, like the near universal echo of talking points. That strategy, remember that one? It seems everybody on our side is careful to emphasize the word violent when they're talking about these illegal offenders. It's a way, I think, of maintaining the sympathetic support of people who are emotionally, let's just say they have very great difficulty exercising clear-headed judgment that, frankly, justice requires. You know, what the Bible calls the judgment of truth and peace that's necessary to restore a proper sense of justice in this country. Now, here's what I mean. We know that some people, usually on the left, find it difficult to execute judgment. Except when it comes to their political opponents. But that's a different discussion. Some of these people are so paralyzed by the false doctrines of grace and mercy that have been preached and ad nauseum from liberal pulpits and even some happy-faced conservative ones till you hear people say dumb stuff like, you know, you're supposed to forgive and have mercy on the man who raped your daughter. Or let's say your underage daughter. Yeah, I heard a guy come out with that here a while back. They think they're being like Jesus. Well, these guys preach a Jesus I never found in the Bible. Jesus would say that these fellows are better off being cast into the sea with a millstone tethered to their necks. Anyway, I can hear you. I hear you. Yeah, you know, tethering a pedo to a millstone is one thing, but we're talking about arresting mothers and fathers who were here illegally and then sending them back to their native country, right? Yeah, well, we're also not advocating that these illegals be tethered to a millstone and cast into the sea. We're just simply sending them back to the country where they belong. That's all. I think the punishment should fit the crime. They cross our border illegally, we send them back. There you go. My point is that when it seems to be to justify mass deportations, we avoid talking about those here illegally who have not been violent. And by that strategy, we are inadvertently sending the message that those who are here but haven't committed violent crimes, well, they're somehow legitimate. We need to make the case repeatedly, like we were doing at first, that anyone here illegally needs to be returned to where they legally belong, period. The mercy is that they have been told to leave voluntarily. They have been extended a space to repent. That's a biblical principle. They can leave. If they refuse that gracious and merciful offer, well, they're going to be arrested, detained, and shipped back to where they belong. It's simple. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I know. I don't think Paul was thinking about illegal entry back then. Okay. But anyway, that is our message. Get back to where you came from. Look, I understand the whole violent illegals categorization for priority targeting. That makes sense. It's right. Let's go. But the fact is, everyone who is here illegally has committed a crime, and it can be argued that it's a crime of violence. Now, I'm not saying that the violent breaching of our borders is equivalent to the violent raping of our children. Oh, of course not. And by the way, that's why I advocate that those convicted of heinous crimes like rape, murder, or sexual assault, with enhanced penalties when it involves children, well, I say these fiends should be sent to El Salvador, if they'll take them, or executed by electrocution, or, okay, fine, death by injection then. These sorts of people have forfeited their lives, according to Jesus, and should be killed for these crimes, period. No way they get food, shelter, and health care for the rest of their lives at our expense. They get a half an hour to make their peace with God, and then kaput, itre kapo, if you know what I mean. So, in what way are they violent, Jerry? Well, the word comes to us from Latin and French. The word has never been restricted to acts of physical battery. For example, the Latins and the French used it to speak of acts of aggression that include violation. In Latin, it included the sense of, quote, violence as transgression, end quote. It often, quote, implied breaking boundaries, whether physical, moral, or legal, end quote. And in the case of those who illegally breached our borders, they qualify under each of these, breaking physical boundaries, moral boundaries, and legal boundaries. And you should know the word violare, Latin, is used for breaking rules, laws, or personal boundaries. Illegal crossers have taken by force what is not theirs to take. Now look, if a thief breaks into my house and takes what belongs to me and my family, whether they do it in a friendly way is not the issue. They must give up what they took and face the consequences for their theft. Now, in this case, we are very gracious. They have violated our laws to take the privileges of citizenship, jobs, government services, including medical benefits and so on, things that are ours and for our children, and they take them from us. They steal from our house. We will be very nice about this, and we'll just say, you need to leave. Hey, California Democrats, what is it about legal entry that you don't like because you make that almost impossible, and that needs to be addressed, my friend? I have some personal experience with that. Is it the fact that legal entry makes Republican voters? You know, the kind that respect law and order? California Democrats' recent bill allows illegals to participate in counting voter ballots. See the video link in my notes. The devil hates the biblical principle of the consent of the governed. The Dominion voting system used in Georgia removed 74% of votes from the real winner of the Georgia District 2 commission primary. And we're not talking about 2020. Yeah, we're talking about 2024. The Dominion machine declared the wrong winner. Now, Georgia's Ratzenberger's explanation of how his beloved Dominion machines got it wrong, again, reads like your typical Wile E. Coyote Acme smokescreen machine with blah, blah, blather, and never really actually explaining how the machine deducted 74% of one candidate's votes? But you look at it and tell me what you think. It's linked there in my notes. Here's the point, though. In his effort to assure Georgia voters that everything is okay, he explains that hand-counting paper ballots saved the election. So we can think about that for a little bit. Here is a longtime Chinese restaurant owner in Maine who has been here for over 20 years. Linked in my notes. He was recently detained by ICE, and the family fears he could be deported. What's your judgment on that matter? Well, there's no statute of limitations on illegal entry into the United States. Many Chinese Communist Party spies have infiltrated our country, and they use a variety of covers for their espionage. Here's an ex-CIA officer that talks about the key role eateries play in spycraft. This guy's a restaurant owner. Length of time in the country is not a legal criterion for citizenship. His family can go with him back to China if that's what he wishes, but I wouldn't oppose letting him choose to immigrate to whatever country he would like, provided he does so legally. At the bottom line, it took a while, but be sure your sins will find you out. Speaking of 20 years of service as a defense for this fella, how about 20 years of opportunity to make it right? 20 years of being here illegally every day, all 365 and a quarter days times 20. Now, if he came seeking asylum, well, why didn't he seek asylum? Why didn't he report to immigration and ask for asylum if that was his issue? The fact is, he is from China and is what they call out of status, and that means he's overstayed or otherwise violated the terms of his original visa. So, this guy had a visa at one point. He had recently lost an appeal to stay in the U.S. legally. Now, here's another case, and when you watch it, it is disturbing, but there's a message here, my friend, an important one. Here's a lady here illegally that was legally arrested in front of her child. She ignored our border laws, and now she must deal with our border enforcement. She's taken into custody by ICE officers in public, and another ICE officer stands with the child. The child is going to be taken home to her father or other family members are taken care of. So what's the message here in this? Pack your bags. If you're here illegally, pack your bags. We are done with being ignored by you. We're done. And you know, by you, by the way, I mean those here illegally. You knew you violated the laws when you came across the border. You knew you could surrender yourself, and you never did. And you even knew that we would buy your return flight. I think that offer was made at one point. You expressed concern about your family, but you exposed your family to all of this heartache by flaunting our laws. And we're not going to just lay down and let you walk on us. It's a terrible thing that you have done to your daughter, lady. All right, my friends, hold on. Through the break, I'll be right back. Tea is known to have bioactive compounds that benefit our health. It is rich in polyphenols, which act as antioxidants. Now, according to the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, 2015, these antioxidants may protect cells from DNA damage. Andrew's blend is special. It's called Cellular Tea. His special blend was put together in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. And you can check it out at CellularTea.com. I've known Andrew for close to 20 years, I think. It's been a minute. And if you want to try this formula, write to Becky, it's my wife, at Santa Maria Cellular Tea at gmail.com. It's $39 for a 3-month supply. Some of you already use Andy's Cellular Tea. Now you can have it shipped locally or even arrange to stop by to pick it up. Send your questions to Santa Maria Cellular Tea at gmail.com.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Illegal immigration seems to be our focus today. The Biden illegal pedo program, a government institutionalized program of violence against children, is beginning to be dragged into the disinfecting light of public exposure. Whistleblowers are coming forward. Deborah White, who was employed by Health and Human Services during the Biden administration, testified that 329 children had been sent to the same address, ladies and gentlemen, the same address. Yeah. She was asked who else knew about that. Her answer is a gut punch. Quote, the entire executive leadership at Biden's Health and Human Services knew about this, as well as the Office of Inspector General and the HSI. That would be Homeland Security Investigations. In a follow-up question, Senator Langford asked if this continued after she had alerted the leadership that, as he put it, 100, 200, 300 children had been sent to the same address, and White stated, quote, yes, Senator, I think that before I left the site, that number may have been up to 500 plus, end quote. Now, Real Robert on X asks the question that was in my heart to ask, only I'm going to rephrase it a bit. Where was the FBI? Where was the DOJ? Where was the DHS? All very busy weaponizing the government against Trump and his supporters. Okay. Now, I'm going to join him in the last two questions. Where are the arrests and where are the death penalties? Now, our team has a lot on their plate. I get that. But I hope that this is blipping on their radar. The Biden-Harris pedo program, quote, ignored or dismissed more than 65,000 reports regarding missing migrant children, including 7,300 plus reports of human trafficking. Ignored it, dismissed it. That wasn't as interesting to them as persecuting protesters and J6. The most disturbing question that we're left with from the Biden pedo program during those years is this question: where are the missing children? Biden has played his hand well and virtually shielded himself from any kind of meaningful prosecution for his crimes, his dereliction of duty. But those who handled him, they don't have any immunity. And so Biden should be tried as a way of getting to the fiends, his puppet masters, that acted behind, well, the auto pen, for example. All that perpetrated these crimes using him as cover. They must be brought to justice. Okay, let's talk about that big, beautiful bill. There are conservatives, and then there are conservatives. I call them gophers, as a play on the word gopher that feeds itself off the grass roots, thereby killing the lawn. These fake conservatives are killing the grass and impeding the movement by feeding themselves off of our roots. They're all con artists who should be cons. Measure them for jumpsuits. Nothing like the suicide of a high-level prisoner with lots of powerful people's secrets with enough muscle to get him into a cell with malfunctioning cameras, absent guards, and hey, I've done some research on this, and it's actually quite a trick to kill yourself in a jail cell when all you have is a sheet and bunk beds. But sure would be nice if we had camera footage of him offing himself and answers to the question why he was not under 24/7 surveillance, right? He was, you know, sort of a high-value prisoner, right? You know, who carried in his cranium some very incriminating information against some very powerful people. And now we're going to get some cleaned up video. I'm happy about it. Just listen. Now we're going to get some cleaned up video that happened to skip the part where the guy kills himself. What is going on here? So I'm kind of interested in how he managed that. What do you say, Bongino? Love you, man, but this is getting, frankly, it's getting uncomfortable. How did he kill himself? Is that a reasonable question? Nobody asks that. Not Maria Bartiromo or during the Fox interview you had recently on Fox and Friends. Look, this guy, is this guy even dead? Do we even have absolute proof of that? What are you trying to pull? Fake his death in return for the map of where all the bodies are buried? What's going on? Of course, if he had that, you'd think, anyway, I heard you, Bongino, say. There was no excuse for the FBI not releasing the client list. And I don't remember offhand if you demanded also proof that he killed himself, but hey, now you guys are in there and we're getting the same stall. We're getting the same put off. We're getting the same treatment like we're little children and we don't have a right to know really what's going on in our government. What is going on? Megan sent out a cryptic message back in January of 2024. She told us she couldn't tell us how she knew, but she could tell us that we would hear a lot about Jeffrey Epstein soon, and then, quote, we might even hear from him directly, end quote. Now, what was that about? That was back in January 2024. In this latest show, where she addresses the Epstein questions, she didn't restate these messages. So what's changed? What's going on here? I've been asking, along with many others, why do Cash and Bongino sound evasive when answering questions about Epstein? And I'm wondering why none of these interviewers ask what to me is the obvious question. How did Epstein kill himself? What did that look like? How did that work? Well, actually, Glenn Greenwald did, come to think of it, talking to Megyn Kelly. He asked, why don't they show us the proof that he committed suicide? And I've said the same thing. Show us what convinced you, Dan. Show us what convinced you, Cash. Play this thing where you say, take my word for it. We're done with that. Earlier in all this, we were told Epstein was a CIA asset. Remember that one? Have you got yourself trapped into protecting a person Bondi has said is seen on video sexually abusing children? What has been going on in our country? Megyn Kelly yesterday, May 29, 2025, interviewing Glenn Greenwald, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. And by the way, I think he won that before a court ordered the New York Times and the Washington Post to return their Pulitzer Prize for their fake news coverage of the Russiagate hoax. Back when Pulitzer still had credibility. Anyway, way to go, Trump. Anyway, but, you know, Megan and Glenn are asking the right questions. I'm glad to see that. I'm waiting for the answers. Why some gopers don't like the big, beautiful bill? I explained this on Thursday evening's Brain Massage Live podcast. You can find it on Rumble, X, Facebook, so on. I think it's on LinkedIn as well. And I want to at least touch on a couple of more things here. Harvard exposed in cadaver trafficking scandal. And Obama's FDA caught running fetal organ chop shop operations. Laura Loomer exposes the cadaver caper. Former medical school morgue manager has pleaded guilty to charges related to selling brain, skin, and other organs on the black market. Give me a break. Tom Fitton with FOIA forced the release of records showing Obama's FDA was running a fetal organ chop shop. I got it all documented here. Fitton testified their customers demanded that the organs would be fresh, never frozen. The Obama era is over, and now all the horror of their evil must be unpacked and justice must be served. And the only way that's going to happen is if judgment is meted out against these criminals. Like Fauci, for example. Liz Churchill is calling for the arrest of Dr. Fauci. Now listen to RFK's testimony revealing what Fauci was doing with some of Biden's lost children. The most evil man in history, Anthony Fauci, was placing some children in foster homes under his direction, and the owners became sickened when they learned or figured out what was going on. They were torturing these children with medical experiments. Yeah, same guy playing with genetically modified viruses, creating COVID-19, and that was used to create a pandemic partly to sell his deadly experimental cure for HIV called remdesivir, which was fatal. This guy, the same guy, Dr. Death here, was using children in foster care for medical experiments. RFK has videos of these children that he says, I promise you, quote, I promise you, you cannot look at these videos without weeping. You have one video in which a 12-year-old is trying to explain to an 8-year-old not to fight it. The 12-year-old showed the kid his feeding tube and said, here's what they do if you fight them, just take the drugs. Anyway, I need to conclude with an update on the rise of judicial tyranny in America. White House slams unelected judges after court blocks Trump tariffs. That's a headline. Link here. Happily, Bondi got right on this, appealed, and, quote, Trump wins temporary reprieve as he fights against court block on tariffs, end quote. Now, these idiot judges are meddling in political matters that are connected with our entire foreign relations platform. It's going to impact our relations with all these other countries. These people need to be arrested. I feel like I'm calling for everybody to get arrested here lately. somewhat of an over. Well, they need to be held to account. Would you care to be a bit edumacated about all this? The SCOTUS decision in Mississippi versus Johnson back in 1867 cries foul against this evil abuse of power on the part of our lower courts. And I want to know, why doesn't Robert SCOTUS step in and fix this mess? The 1867 SCOTUS ruling was clear. Quote, we are fully satisfied that this court has no jurisdiction of a bill to enjoin the president in the performance of his official duties, end quote. The court refused to allow the bill to be filed, which underscores the court's contempt and utter rejection of the Democrat Party's effort back then to use the court to encroach upon the executive branch. Yeah. Those Democrat KKK-loving slavers did not like Lincoln's Reconstruction Acts, and they tried to argue that they were unconstitutional. The court held that the actions of President Andrew Johnson were in conformity with the laws that were duly passed by Congress, and that he therefore was acting within his discretionary executive powers, quote, not subject to judicial restraint, end quote. Chief Justice Marshall would likely have called this action, this behavior of the district courts today, quote, an absurd and excessive extravagance, end quote. The offending courts are undermining the Constitution by their absurd and excessive extravagance. Encroachment of district courts into the executive powers violates the people's right of consent. We did not vote for these judges to take over the executive branch. We gave that job to President Trump. Senator Grassley, Judiciary Committee Chairman, has introduced a bill to, quote, rein in the lower courts, end quote. Courts are limited to adjudicating specific cases. They don't create law. And Grassley justly pointed out that some district courts, quote, have repeatedly chosen not only to decide the cases before them, but also to issue orders derailing executive policy nationwide. I would go on to say worldwide. Historically speaking, this is a relatively new development in the courts, and it's past time it gets stopped. Gotta go. I'll see you Saturday at around 7 p.m. for Brain Massage Live. I've lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and complete the form and click send. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, and I wish you would. It's 1-805-314-2114. And if you want to try Becky's tea, you can let me know on that message hotline as well, and I'll have her contact you. The number is 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to God's War 2020.com.